This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I can give that out now because it's fixed. The phones are fixed. If you're just tuning in...
So you say.
You don't... I know. I just tested it a few moments ago. But if you're just tuning in, you didn't know we had problems with our phones for the first 2 hours. But for those of you who've been waiting, who've been trying to get through on the back lines, which if you're on hold on the back lines, we are still going to get to your calls there, so don't worry about it. You don't have to call this new number.
No.
855.
We're not giving you homework.
Right. 855-450-FREE. But if you do want to call in, you want to get on the air tonight, we've talked about everything from gun control, crazy, you know, protests happening, student walkouts, and just sort of getting into the wide topic of government and its oppression, both here in the United States and around the globe. Secession has been brought up, and we were actually just talking with somebody about the idea of, well, what do you do if you don't have a centrally controlled government-run military? Well, it turns out there's some countries in the world that don't have that. And further, if we actually have freedom in the United States, then let the market decide. Let the market come up with protection options for people. You know, whether it be some sort of protection insurance or subscription program that people would pay to have a certain level of military protection. If people are voluntarily paying for it, if they're consensually paying for some sort of protection agency, man, I don't care. That's great. Hire whoever you want to hire to protect you. If that you need to have jets and bombs and guns, then pay for the price, whatever that happens to be. So we've been on all those topics. You can bring up whatever you want as well. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Or you may Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. And you've also got the Discord on-air call-in line option over at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to John, who is with us in Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Yeah, hello, guys. I just wanted to, touch on Mike's call, the last caller. I totally agree. I'm hearing what you guys are saying, man. And the federal government got their dirty, rotten, stinking hands in everything, man. And it's almost like what we were originally meant to be. We gotten so far from. People are blind as to what we're even, supposed to be set up as far as the government, man. And it's ridiculous. And I totally agree. The only thing that I fear as well as Mike is that somebody will try and invade our country and take over. And I also thought further in that case, what we could do as states is we could just come together as a states and band up and have some kind of money system set up to whereas everybody is donating some sort of money every year into some sort of military to protect us. It's possible, man. The federal government is just a waste of time and money, and they're a bunch of pigs.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with anything that you said there. As long as people are coming together on a consensual basis, whether it's to fund some military or it's a militia or it's a state national guard or whatever, if it's funded consensually, then I don't have an objection with it. And I think that would result in better training. It would result in better quality of service. It would result in choice in the marketplace, which we've never had before. You get the protection the government decides to provide you. And let me tell you, they're not in it to protect you. The military is in it to protect the military, its bases, and its bosses in Washington, D.C.
Well, those are
the targets. That's what they're in it for.
And that's it. 100%. They're all for themselves. They want to go conquer the world and put their nose in everybody else's affairs and everybody else's business on our money. It's uncalled for. It's unnecessary. It's unconstitutional. If there even is anything left that's constitutional in this country, you tell me about it.
Not only that, but it's also creating enemies whenever they go around the world and pick a side.
People hate us.
Yep.
I'll say this. If a professional army comes down upon the United States, we want to have a professional army to fight. However,
you're damn right.
There's not very, you look at United States history and you won't find very many instances, any at all, where it wasn't the professional army to some extent or another that caused the problem in the first place. The War of 1812 was the politicians, declaring war ahead of time, but the military couldn't protect us at that point. There's really no good instance You can't say 9/11 because all the attackers were very clear that it was military intervention in the Middle East and U.S. support of Israel that was the reason for the attacks in the first place. So if
they, of course, that's why they struck back. That was their only means of doing it. They didn't have a strong enough military to form and come over here and invade our country, so they knocked a couple buildings down. I mean, they fought back against what they thought was total evil. The United States military and army and the politicians and the pigs and all the people in the higher ups that just want to take over the world and have control and dominance over greed and money and power. And that's not what it was meant to be.
Great call tonight, John. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go to those toll-free lines here as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Joe. He's in Vermont, listening to WNTK. Hello, Joe.
Good evening.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. I was listening to you. Well, I've been listening to you on my way home in the car, and some of the things came up. Well, particularly one of your guests, or maybe one of your speakers there, was talking about his 501c3 tax exempt for churches and so forth.
Yeah.
And let me say, first of all, I'm a very dedicated Christian, and I have fought the state of Vermont on this issue of tax-exempt status for pious institutions for our campground, both at the state level and the town level. Now, however, as this whole 501c3, it kind of relates to the sanctuary cities or these sanctuary so-called churches. Now, you know, the Bible is very clear that we are supposed to obey the laws of the land. And it's stated in Romans clearly. It's stated
obey
in
the laws of the land.
Peter, yes, we're supposed to be in subjection to the laws of the land.
I know it is in Romans. I'm not familiar with the first, second Peter. What are we talking about here?
Okay, Book of Romans, chapter 13.
No, I'm very familiar with Romans. I'm asking about the Peter.
And in
Peter,
Second Peter, in First Peter, 2:13-17. Okay, that also talks about that. So basically, we've got...
Because here's
churches.
What I wonder when it comes down to obeying the government. I mean, who are we talking about in the government? Do I have to obey the government janitors? Were the churches in Germany subjected, you know, should they have been outgassing Jews because the government wanted them to? You see, this is the thing, is that any God-fearing person that listens to a man has just put Jesus... aside, has just put God aside.
Didn't Jesus get murdered by a government?
Yeah, Jesus was killed by the government, and the Christians were an anti-government organization
for the
first 300 years.
You're totally disregarding what the Word says about it.
You're totally disregarding
it. You're just
wait a second.
Up.
Those are the words
before you
of
go
men.
On,
those are the words of men.
Right, before you go on, I believe that God reveals himself daily to us, and that the words of Peter are of no more value to me than the words than anybody else's words. I believe that God speaks to us daily.
I put him on hold there because
he
was...
Well,
go ahead, Joe. You're back.
There?
Yep, you're back. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen this before. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I have to follow the word of God, okay?
No, you're reading a book written by men.
When you say
let me state my position first.
I understand this, but I'm really worried about your position. I hate the Bible's position on this. I'm familiar with the Second Peter verse, and it just slipped my mind. So this is to obey the emperors. We're talking about Genghis Khan, the largest killer of humans on the planet. You're talking about Hitler. You're talking about Stalin. You're talking about Pol Pot. You're talking about obeying wretched, evil individuals.
Yeah, evil.
You're talking about joining the army of Satan because two verses in the Bible said so.
Two verses? Well, maybe you're joining the
army. I don't care how many verses it is. It's obvious Satanism.
You don't want to follow God's word on this.
That's not God's word.
Are you insane? That's all he's got.
God is not going to tell me to follow Hitler.
Thanks for the call, Joe. That's all you got. That's all he keeps coming back to. It's God's word. It's God's word. Pretty sure men wrote the Bible. Now, they claim to have been inspired by the word of God, but men wrote the Bible.
Men edited
the Bible.
Men wrote words. Most important thing is 200 and something years later, they come together and vote on, okay, this is going to be in the Bible. That's not going to be in the Bible.
Yeah.
Was God didn't write the words. Was God directing the vote?
Yeah, good question.
I mean, did God write the extra books in the Catholic Bible?
That's
the Book of Mormon?
855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us here, 855-450-3733. If the government says to do something that is immoral, if the government says to do something that is evil, and you do it, you don't get to say that God told you to do those things. That's not a valid excuse for using violence against your neighbors anytime. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DinoVite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free if you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us in real life coming up in just under 2 months from now, June 14th through June 18th, for ForkFest 2018. What is ForkFest? Well, it's kind of up to you to figure out. There's no organization whatsoever. There's no board of directors. There's no people who are in charge. There's just 5 days of camping in the White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. And look, it's not real camping. It's a campground. So, you know, there's a pool and, there's a motel. If you want to be in the motel, there's also RV spaces available for those of you who've got RVs and want to come on up all the way to, again, beautiful New Hampshire. Great excuse to check out what it's like here in this amazing community of libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists who've migrated here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. I touched on it earlier tonight that a lot of people are frustrated with the government, whether it's one way or the other. You know, whether you be the gun grabbers of the world or the people that want to protect gun rights or the people that love free speech or the people that hate it, everybody's unsatisfied. Well, that's because you're always fighting with the other side and everybody's trying to get control over the government. So what you got to do is you got to have numbers on your side. If you do want to try to change the system, you've got to have the numbers to do it. And so having a migration of libertarians to one geographic area is a way that this can work and is working here in New Hampshire. So it's a perfect opportunity for you to come check out what it's like to actually live around other people who believe in freedom. During ForkFest 2018, now it's a new event. It's small. It's not like the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is kind of what spawned ForkFest. That's what forked into ForkFest. So now there's two summer festivals. There's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which happens after ForkFest, the day after. And then there's ForkFest 2018. So ForkFest or Porcupine Freedom Festival is centralized. It's controlled. There's, a ticket price. ForkFest, there's no tickets. You just get your campground and then you come out and you enjoy yourself. But what do you do while you're there? Well, it's up to you. So if you want speeches, there's somebody on the ForkFest forum right now who's asking about what do we do if we want to have speeches. And, I responded saying you could do it on your campsite or you could try to rent one of the pavilions or something like that at the campground. If you got $1,000 to throw around, I suspect most people aren't going to be willing to do that. But if you want to have speeches on your campsite, get a PA system, bring it out. Make sure you got a tent or something like that for people to sit underneath or stand under or whatever. But it's really all up to you what gets created for people to do at ForkFest 2018. So another question that's being asked on that same thread on the forum is about, how do we organize all this? Well, I don't know. Figure that out. The question was, is there a calendar? I don't know if anyone has created a calendar of events yet, and I have no idea what the best option for that would be. I'm sure Google Calendar is an option. I don't know if that's the best one. What are the different things out there? People ought to probably look at that. So
it's just an event where people go to have fun.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see what. Well, the people want to create things there too,
and they should,
and because that can make things more fun if there are things for you to do at this particular event, and scheduling those things in a way that people can see that schedule and kind of figure out what's happening at any given moment is a useful thing to do. The question is, will somebody decide to figure that out? That's up to you and or them. ForkFest.party is the unofficial website where you can link to some of those things, like the chat groups where people are discussing ForkFest, or the forum where you can start threads and talk about the things that are happening there or that you want to see happen. ForkFest.party. Again, mark your calendar June 14th through June 18th of this year, and we'll look forward to seeing you there because we will be broadcasting from the event. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Fred, he's in Battle Creek, Michigan, listening to WBCK-FM. Hello, Fred.
Yeah, I wanted to say something along the lines of what that fellow was concerned about, evangelicals getting into politics. And, they had a church-state line, and that line was breached with the Hobby Lobby decision. And already you're seeing results where there was a fellow in prison, served a short term. He got out and had his family, was doing good, and he went for hospitalization. And he was just in that hospitalization. And that's an immediate result of that. And that's kind of dangerous when it can reach
who
that
was, I'm sorry, who was denied hospitalization and where? I missed some of the details of what you were saying.
Well, what it is the fellow fellow was in prison for a pornography charge or whatever, but he served his time, and he got out, and it was a couple years later. He had been going to work, but he had a family, and he got really sick. I don't know, it was him or his kid, but he went to a hospital, a Christian hospital. Well, I don't know, it was Catholic, but they're all, you know, it's Methodist. And he was, because of his record, was denied health care. He was denied.
Where was this?
This was here in the United States just in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
And another,
so they checked his criminal record at a hospital, and they found out that he...
No answer.
Can they do that?
That is bizarre.
Well, that's what I'm saying here, is that with that church-state issue, with the Hobby Lobby law, they've established their rule as far as this Christian belief, this evangelical Christian belief.
Well, I mean, if it's their hospital, they should be able to deny somebody service if that's what they want to
the
do.
The problem is if you don't know and you spend, you know, if you have an emergency, you go to this hospital,
yeah.
You expect to get service and, you know, like, times of the essence.
Out. Yeah, that's
sorry,
really
we can't
bad.
Help you. You had a criminal conviction in 1987.
I just, you know, it's an interesting story, Fred. Thank you for the call tonight. I don't know if... How would they have done that in that short period of time? I mean, half the people who come in for an emergency probably don't even know
the
who they are.
The cops can't even figure out what people have convictions of.
Right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Fred. I don't know, you know, anybody can call and say anything they want, so I'm not sure if that's a legitimate claim or not. Because if you have a broken arm and you don't have your ID in your pocket, it's not like they're going to be able to figure out who you are before they try to fix you. So I don't know if I buy the claim, but it could have happened.
Probably something happened.
Yeah, I mean,
it could. He's referring to something.
Yeah, it could have happened. If it was a long-term thing where they had a chance to research somebody or whatever, and that was their policy, then, well, then you know not to go to the Christian hospitals, I guess, if that's what their policies are going to be.
Awful.
Let's go to, although it would seem to, it would seem to kind of violate the spirit of, you know, Christianity, of trying to spread their religion. Maybe you would want to spread the religion by treating people nicely and, you know, loving them.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very Christian.
Whatever.
But, you know, whatever.
But that's not new, right? Where Christians do things that aren't, that don't sound very Christian. They, you know, they're not trying to emulate Jesus at all. Like you had that last, not that call, that
not
call,
all
but
of them,
the previous caller.
Those people.
The previous caller basically saying that he believes that the religious, his religious belief is you should do whatever the government says. I mean, talk about a clear conflict with trying to emulate Jesus, who died at the hands of the government. So let's go on here. Matthew is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
Hey, I actually have some good news from the state,
yes,
of Louisiana. I know that.
All right.
I hope y'all are sitting down.
I am.
They are approving the use of cannabis for the treatment of chronic pain in Louisiana.
Wow.
Da, 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 da.
Really?
Yes. They're doing it primarily because they're thinking that this will help them in the battle against the dreaded opioids.
Okay.
It probably will.
They'll do that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely true.
And so
I'm glad to hear that, Matthew. If you had more comments, you're welcome to stay. We'll bring you back here for that here in a moment. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And that's pretty sad that Louisiana is finally coming on board. There's some states that still don't have medical cannabis. And Louisiana, one of the most draconian of all of the United States on the war on drugs, on the war on marijuana. Maybe they're starting to see the light. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. By the way, I do want to welcome our newest radio affiliates officially, finally, to Free Talk Live. We are back on in Guam.
You love being on in Guam.
Why not, man?
We've been on so often, on and off in Guam so many times.
No, that's not nothing that many times, Mark.
Like three,
it's
three.
The second time we're on in Guam. We were on a different station previously. This is a new station that is relatively new to Guam. There's only like two talk stations in all of Guam, and this is the other one. KUSG on AM 1350, based out of Agana, Guam, also heard on their FM translator in Agat, which is very nearby, and also on HD on FM. So technically we're on three transmitters in Guam whenever we're on, which is quite a bit, actually. I think they've got us on 7 days a week, twice a day right now over in Guam. So welcome officially to listeners who've been listening for a while. It's actually been several months the stations have been airing us. We finally made it official with an agreement this week, because that's how cool we are in the radio business. You can air Free Talk Live. without an agreement, and we really don't care that much, but I like getting the agreements in because that's when they get official and like we can actually count the station on our list. So if you're listening in Guam, obviously you know you're not listening live to the show because it's like a 12-hour difference or something like that, 12 or 14, I forget.
We're the morning talk show in Guam.
But yeah, if I call after we get off the air at 10 p.m. Eastern time, if I call Guam, it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a
convenient
the next day. So I'm calling into the future. When you're listening in Guam, you are in the future compared to where we are.
You're just a clod of mud circling a star, all right? It's all at the same time.
So anyway, welcome aboard. Yes, you can call this show. If you can do the math and figure out when we're live in Guam or Tomorrow Standard Time, as it's called out there, Guam time, then you can call us and get on the air and talk about stuff, which is it's interesting, actually. I've talked, of course, to the program director, the owner of the station there, KUSG, and sometimes we get differing feedbacks from our radio affiliates. I've got one station, for instance, that has, I won't say which one it is, but he said the program director doesn't like it when we talk about Bitcoin. But the people in Guam apparently love it because they've gotten feedback from their listeners saying they like it when we talk about Bitcoin in Guam. So, you know, you can't make everybody happy. Welcome to the program. The toll-free number here
is... You don't
tonight,
like it, call in.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. And that's what Matthew is doing. He's called in to talk about a surprising announcement out of Louisiana. Now, Matthew, I'm going to ask you to kind of nail this down a little bit further for us. You said that Louisiana is going to be passing some sort of limited medical marijuana, which will allow for the treatment of chronic pain. Has this actually been signed by the governor there, or is this just something that's sort of passed the House but not the Senate? How's it working?
I think it's passed the House and the Senate,
okay,
and it's on its way to the governor's mansion now.
Has the governor made a statement about it in advance? Has the governor said how they are going to vote on it?
No. The governor hasn't said squat about it.
Okay. All right.
The governor, all he talks about is the fact that we're not paying enough in taxes to treat the poor.
Yeah. So I'll say this. It wasn't long ago here in New Hampshire where the state house voted 90%. It was like 89.5%. Voted in favor of legalization, just straight up legalization of cannabis, and the governor vetoed it. So even if you have, in a lot of cases, overwhelming support, 90% support in the House, that doesn't mean squat when it comes to the governor trying to please his buddies in the police department. So I think it sounds promising, but obviously you shouldn't get your hopes up too much.
Well, this is a medical thing, so it needless to say, involves prescriptions, and
yeah,
the supply is limited, and this only just recently came into effect, but nonetheless, I feel the expansion of the use of this product is a good thing.
It is good.
And also,
now, just another clarification, if you don't mind, is the proposal just to treat chronic pain, or is it to treat other things like, you know, other maladies that have cannabis has been able to help out? People with cancer, for instance, have been known for using cannabis.
They've already passed medical marijuana for various other purposes.
Oh, really?
It's been legal in the state of Louisiana, and this
I didn't know
are starting to be filled right now.
Ah, so what you're saying is they're going to add chronic pain to the already existing medical program.
I remember hearing this. And chronic pain is one of those things that, it's difficult to nail down and kind of to some extent is the Pandora's box of medical marijuana. And
you can't prove that you hurt.
Right. Well, they can't prove you don't.
Yeah.
They don't have a pain-o-meter.
Right. It's, just one of those things. And if you can claim to have chronic pain, then you can get your weed and whatever. And honestly,
God bless you.
Yeah, it's fine. But what I think is probably worth pointing out is more than half the states in the union at this point have medical marijuana. The government's grip on cannabis is slipping away. I think it's very strange that it took a constitutional amendment to outlaw alcohol, but Congress just voted to outlaw marijuana.
Yeah.
They didn't even know that it was cannabis, and cannabis was something that was used by pharmacists all over at the time.
Precisely. But another victory that we achieved, and this was a defensive victory, was we managed to hold on to our Second Amendment rights. A bunch of various bills, negation of state preemption and various other things such as dump stock bans and high capacity magazines and semi-automatic assault rifles. Salty rifles. Rifles made of salt. has failed.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
They all got shot down by, and it was by a citizens group that assisted the NRA, and it was a local citizens group started by a volunteer. The Home Defense Foundation, Home Defense of New Orleans.
Matthew, I want to thank you for calling and giving us the good news. We don't get a lot of good news out of Louisiana, so I appreciate hearing from you.
Well, there's one last piece of good news I have.
Real fast.
I have figured out how to listen to Free Talk Live podcast.
Excellent.
On Google Play Music, so I don't have to listen to hyper-caffeinated Hannity doing his reruns. Oh, my God.
Good. Thank you, Matthew. And I appreciate the heads up on that. For anybody that wants to get onto our podcast, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. We got different types of podcast feeds that you can put into your favorite podcast client, whatever it might be. There's different ones out there. A lot of people use iTunes. I can't stand it personally, but you know, whatever floats your boat. You can use our feeds. There's the regular Free Talk Live feed. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll see a list of them there. There's the regular feed, which has everything. It's got Free Talk Live. It's got the Free Talk Live Daily Digest. There's Edgington Post, whenever you do those, Mark, which is less often now these days.
I've got one coming out next week.
Okay. You're back at it. That's good. And so all this sort of Free Talk Live-related content, when I posted the NPR interview that I did recently, when the NHPR, rather, New Hampshire Public Radio, interviewed me for a really in-depth piece they did about the Free State Project and the Liberty Migration here to New Hampshire, I took the full interview of what they recorded, what I recorded with them, and released that full hour. I put that on the Free Talk Live feed. So you get all that if you get the Free Talk Live feed. If you just want the full episodes, there's a feed for that. If you just want Edgington Post, there's a feed for that. If you're time challenged and you've got maybe a short commute or something like that, and you don't have a whole lot of time to listen, we got Riley Blake, who's one of our listeners and supporters out in Utah. He does a Daily Digest version of the show, and there's a feed just for that. So you get like 20 to 30 minutes of a listening experience per day rather than 2 hours of a podcast.
Right, if you're pressed for time, then listen to that.
Yeah, so there's feeds for all those things. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You copy the feed that you like, you put it into your favorite podcast client, and then you'll automatically get new episodes whenever they're released. It's pretty cool. That's what podcasting is all about. Of course, we also love our radio stations and radio listeners, and we got over 180 great stations airing the show as well, live and delayed broadcast. We'll continue in moments with your calls and thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you get on the line now. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. And we actually do have somebody on our Discord on-air call-in line room. We're going to get right to that here in moments. But with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, if you support what we do, you want to hear us get on more radio stations around the country to bring new internet listeners on board as well with the ideas of freedom. If you support our mission of spreading the message of peace and liberty all around the world and cryptocurrency as well, then please become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get signed up for that. And you can use PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use Bitcoin Core as well. And it helps us out. It's money that we can use to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. You get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord chats, and more. Get all the details about the cool perks and help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to one of those amplifiers, a longtime supporter of the show and caller, Gene, the Christian anarchist. He is in that Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys. Good to hear from you.
Hey, you sound great. Go ahead.
Thought I would talk about the Bible a bit since that did come up earlier today.
Yeah, we had a Bible thumper in here saying, well, you got to obey the government because that's what the Bible says.
Yeah, and I've mentioned in the past that the Bible is not 100%. I mean, people want to believe that it's 100%, and especially people, kind of older people like in my age group, they believe that this Bible is 100% accurate. Now, which Bible depends on which one they happen to like. Is it American Standard
right,
or is it King James? You know, what if it's the you know, the Chinese Bible? They actually have a Chinese Bible.
How many Christians have read more than one of them?
One version?
One version of the Bible.
I have.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that have. But the point I'm getting at is you'll have different translations and different ways of interpreting the original, what we call the original languages. Now, the original languages are not original either, because they were, as Mark pointed out, a couple hundred years after Christ before these things were actually written down. And so I know as an old guy that things that happened in my youth that I know happened a certain way have been recorded in history as a different way. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's not accurate. The news is not accurate that comes out the same day. So right. History books are not going to be accurate. They're not 100% accurate. They're written always with a bias because it's the writer's bias going to be in there. So the fact that the Bible exists at all, I think it is an amazing fact that it exists and that it's fairly accurate. I think it is, you know, pretty decent. But to think that it's 100% after 2,000 years of people messing with it and twisting it, and then just, even if nobody deliberately tried to change the Bible, the very fact that it's translated from one language to another, you know, my wife's Chinese, and so we go through some language barriers once in a while, although her English is almost 100%, there's still issues mm-hmm. that don't quite make it in the translation. And
that's where the term lost in translation came
from. Yeah, I find amazing to think that somebody, I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of years and different dynasties within the Israel, Jerusalem, the whole, country there. And the idea that, you know, kings and high priests and these sorts of people wouldn't change the scriptures in order to fit whatever that, whatever was fashionable at the time, and that somehow we have the every dot and tittle of whatever the scriptures were from way back then, that seems outrageous to me. And if only to put a finer point on it, the fact that we're told that this guy, Yehoshua ben Yosef, is named Jesus, and then told that if we don't believe on his name, we won't go to heaven. Like, his name is made a real big issue by the Bible, and the Bible has it mistranslated mm-hmm. every time I see it. Now, that may not be a big deal to the average person that's living, listening to me, but it is a big deal to me. And the idea that I would go to hell because I choose not to believe that every single word out of this document, even though I've tried, you know, I've read it, I've paid attention, and all these other things, I wouldn't believe, you know, everything on this, they mistranslated the protagonist's name.
Go ahead, and the very fact that there are those changes that makes the church look unreasonable. And mm-hmm. it did to me as I was growing. You know, I've been in and out of the churches, different churches, my whole life. And one of the things that really got to me and really started me thinking was this fact that they would focus on this one particular issue and they would say, well, this is just like this. And then I would go to another church and they would say, no, it's not that way.
It's this way.
Yeah. And so I started thinking about this and I'm going, wait a minute. You know, this just doesn't make sense that all these people claim to be 100% right and yet they're in disagreement. So obviously they're not 100% right. Somebody's got to be wrong. So I decided in the end that the only position that's correct is the position that our Creator wants us to have. Now the problem is, what is that position? Because we can't communicate 100% with the Creator. Like I mentioned on the Discord a little while ago, he speaks Creator. He doesn't speak English. He doesn't speak French. He doesn't speak Chinese. He speaks Creator. So I don't know how to speak Creator. And if he did speak to me in Creator, I wouldn't understand it. So whatever his language is, it's so high above ours, and it explains everything 100%, of course. You know, that language would have to be 100% perfect, but we don't understand it. So there's no way we can understand 100%. We have to just admit that we don't know it all.
We can just do the best we can.
That's what we're here for, yeah. I think, is to learn those things.
Or as much as we can.
As much as we can. And we
eventually
can,
you learn that you can't learn everything.
That's a lesson to learn, isn't it? I mean, it's an important lesson to learn. Go ahead.
I think the one lesson that Christ wants us to learn is that God is love, and he wants us to love everybody. He wants us to love his creation and every man on this planet and woman. You know, when I use the term man, it's neutral gender, of course, ladies. Sure. You know, we're talking the same as
the ladies. No.
Yep. I'm not a Christian, and I also agree with you, though, that God is love, the universe is love. And thank you, Gene, for your call tonight. I appreciate that. Let's go to Skype, where EJ is on the line. EJ, I happen to know from your previous calls, I think you're a youth minister, right? And a Christian youth minister?
That is correct. I'm a co-leader of a youth ministry at the church that I work for, but yes, I am.
Well, I don't know why you were calling tonight, but did you want to weigh in while we've got the Christian topics on the line here?
That's actually why I did call, okay, and I understand I don't have a lot of time. I only just now got back to my studio, but I wanted to specifically address the caller who was just irate that it was the word of God.
To obey the government.
Yeah, you got to obey the government.
The
you got to obey
so.
The emperor.
Twice.
You got to obey these people because the Bible says so. Peter,
yes. Rose. Now, I understand that you guys do not agree with me on this, but I mean, you know, we've talked about this before.
I do believe
that the Bible is truth.
Okay.
Now, and I understand that you don't believe that. That's fine. I'm not going to convince you tonight. But here's what I want to say.
I think there's truth in the Bible. Just I don't know if all of it's true. Anyway, go ahead. What about this issue?
Okay, so the verses that people always say you point to say that God expects us to always obey the government. I don't believe that is actually saying what people claim it is, because I've had Christians in my life tell me, fellow Christians, say, well, you can't be a libertarian. The Bible says you have to obey the government. But if you look at the context of the age when I believe, at least, that these were written, that these verses, especially the one in Romans, I can't 100% say about the Second Peter, but definitely the Romans verse when Paul was writing to the Roman church. For hundreds of years, the Messiah was prophesied to the Jewish people, and what tradition turned it into was this idea that the Messiah was going to be a political liberator, and they were going to get the nation of Israel and the Hebrews out from underneath of oppression, out
yep.
from foreign rule. That's what they expected. And so when Jesus came, and when Jesus came, and they were expecting, they were starting to believe that he was the Messiah. That's what they were expecting him to do. And so a lot of even his closest followers, even a lot of his closest disciples, I mean, that's part of the reason that Judas Iscariot even betrayed him in the first place, is because they were expecting him to be a political revolutionary. They were expecting him to start a revolution that was going to overthrow the Roman government in a very particularly violent fashion. They were expecting eye for an eye stuff. And
he
that
said,
continued.
Love your enemy.
He did. And that continued even after death, burial, and resurrection. And so that is what Paul was addressing. He was saying, that's not what we're here to do. You know, we're not supposed to overthrow, because they expected that the government was going to be overthrown, that the church.
I wish we had more for you to flesh this out. Call us back another night, EJ. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.